Well, I mean, given all the factors I've given, that people get tired with an incumbent after 8 years, that you have a non-presidential economic crisis, which always tend to be one of the reasons that people cite as a challenge, a problem for them. When you are going into an 8 year, and you can look back in all the way to 1996 and so on. It's always a factor. I think when you have even those things, it means that already as an incumbent, and then you, of course, the opposite effect you get from the fact that when people say they get tired of you, but also the acrimony that can come from parliamentary elections, primaries and presidential primaries can also lead to apathy. And it's happened to NDC, it's happened to NPP several times. That when you have all of that and you're talking about an election where the two competing are de facto parties literally carry the same sort of numbers and then rely on undecided voters, you know, to kind of do the swing, then really you are almost sort of behind. Yeah, if you are losing members or you are losing significant actors in your party who might take away people. So the point is that, yes, people might still stay in the NPP, but if they think that Alan Chebatin's course is right, they might not go and vote. So as for an impact, it will definitely have an impact regardless. I mean, that one, I don't think that for me there's any contestation. Is the question as to what is the extent of the impact that it has? That is it significant enough to derail or undermine the NPP's own ambitions? So yes, it would have an impact, and definitely a negative impact. That's for sure. Even just in terms of numbers.